Welcome to Xeno Attribute, a primary attribute industry subsidiary, by which I mean spinoff. My name is Wit, and I will be the game master for this story, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he, him pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Paul on this podcast. He and I both use he, him pronouns, especially Paul. And right now, Paul's just glad he's checking out his new skin where the calcification was. Now he's feeling better.
My name's Ian. I use they, them pronouns, and I'm playing Dr. Lachlan Ray, who uses he, him pronouns. Dr. Ray is the ship's chief medical officer and really likes both the chief and medical chief and officer part of that title because power is nice. This is a healthy attitude with no problems.
Love that in a doctor.
Yeah. Dr. Ray failed to de-stress and then suddenly learned new things about himself through the level up system and de-stressed and is now really wanting to study the space salmon egg, but we've got an eco-terror ship to handle. And I don't know, maybe he'll do surgery to it or something. I don't really know how he's going to help, but we'll find out.
My name is Kells. I use mostly he, him pronouns. I'm playing as Oz, the lead security associate, who also uses mostly he, him pronouns, different mostly. And Oz is pretty nervous. He's pretty done with all this barnacle shit, wants to be done with this whole project, and is honestly ever so slightly excited to see where this eco-terrorist thing goes, because that seems like something he could use his skills at.
All right, my name is Moss. I use exclusively they, them pronouns. I'm playing Demir, who uses, not exclusively, an extremely varied amount of other pronouns.
Variety pack.
Demir is our HR professional and local android. And currently, he's honestly just astounded that the situation with Hypodyne turned out that well, because, I mean, that was my mistake.
And Kells, would you like to tell us what happened last time?
I would love to. Last time, Paul landed at the mining base and headed inside, and so we finally had the whole gang back together in one situation, and brought Dr. Parada, our, I believe, geologist, with him. Mm-hmm. Parada and Ray had a conversation where they concluded that perhaps the planetoid is alive. Oz is extremely skeptical of this. Ray and Parada went to the lab. They looked at the core samples and that golf ball divot item that was on the table that would fit into the weird cave that Ray found earlier. Parada concluded that it is definitely organic and probably an egg or a chromosomal device. That's that space salmon egg that Ian referred to earlier. So they put it in a stasis case. While we were there, Oz asked about the barnacles. There's no corresponding organs like the golf ball room in the barnacles themselves. It's something totally different. But having exploded our way back to safety, our telemetry looks good. Our planetoid is, in fact, headed back into useful space. And Hypodyne, our competitor organization, does seem like they're turning around. They're not going to hang out and try to take advantage of our predicament. All the rescued miners are stable. Ray spends some time healing them, healing himself, healing Paul. Paul heals Demir. That miner that we picked up that was mostly barnacleized is stabilized and put into a sleep pod just to kind of get them more comfortable. And from here on out, we are planning on just taking a couple days to ride the planetoid back in and then figure out how to stop it once we get where we're supposed to be. We talked about tow lines from the Martell and the other shuttle. We talked about setting off the bomb in front of the planetoid. There is an outside chance that we may have to do something horrible, like aim it at another planetoid, but we're going to try to do the controlled explosion. So to not be on the planetoid when we shoot bombs at it, we're going to move back to the Martell. We've done so. And around then, we got a call from the mining space station that's been watching all of this. They're thrilled with our success and a little panicked because the Jormungandr, the Void Calm ship, which is an eco-terrorist organization that had been hiding in the system this whole time, has reappeared. And we don't know what they're up to yet. They're not directly menacing anyone, but we are all a little skeeved out by their presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 36 hours have passed.
Mm-hmm. My plans for a space fish ladder are almost complete.
Since you got off the... Okay. Since you got onto the... Back onto the Martell.
Not 36 hours since Voidcom showed back up.
We all just took a little nap.
No. Stare at them.
It's been another 12 hours or so. They haven't done anything. You can't. Okay. You know that they fired up. You know that they are moving around. Their ship is extremely stealthy compared to what you all have.
I was going to ask whether we were aware of their location or just approximately.
They're a long way away. They're in an asteroid field, and their ship is slightly, homemade, designed for stealth.
Mm.
They, they painted it in reflective paint for bouncing sensor signals back.
Let's play as those guys next time.
Do they have a way to trap heat?
They run in pulses. Okay. So no, but it's still hard to find them because
there's no one they're doing. Built up.
Yeah, but good question.
I only thought about this because of Mass Effect video games. They teach things.
The short of it is, you're keeping an eye out for them, and you're pretty confident that you will spot them if they get close to you. But for the moment, you don't know where they are.
Sick.
But good news: the asteroid has crossed back over into useful space, and you are free to begin preparations to stop it. So you were going to go with the attempted controlled explosion?
I believe so. That's what my notes indicate.
Yeah, I think Captain Chavez said that was the best plan. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like the best.
She'll lay it out for you all, though, the pros and cons of each. You all have a stake in this as, part of the bonus, mission bonus for successful accomplishment. Wow, I phrased that so terribly. You all have a stake in this because of the mission payout for successfully accomplishing it.
Okay.
So she will put it up to a crew vote.
Is this the corporate approved way to start a worker collective? I just framing it as we all have a stake because of the bonus.
We're just gonna fucking unionize right now.
This is Captain Chaz is a better captain than most, and nicer to her employees or non-employees, nicer to her underlings.
I mean, I still like the bomb method. I don't like the idea of damaging the Martell, especially when we don't know what the Ormagander is up to.
I'm also a fan of the controlled explosion, especially because I think like damaging the Martell may or may not come out of bonus. I don't know. I'm in HR.
Excellent.
It will. I'm just
anything that goes wrong will come out of the bonus. Anything that goes right will increase the bonus.
Plus, making it home is an important part of getting paid. So.
That is a huge, huge part.
I have a question about the controlled explosion plan.
Yes.
What happens if the Ormagander shoots a missile at our bomb before we would have planned to set it off, and or does it to make the explosion bigger than we planned?
Oh, lots of things could go wrong there. I mean, the Ormagander could mess with any of these in a variety of ways.
Don't give him ideas.
The Ormagander could sabotage the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
They could shoot the tow cables. They could...
I guess they could just shoot the planet itself.
They could just shoot you.
Yeah.
Is there a reality in which we could definitely plan the bomb as plan A, but then have tow ropes ready as plan B?
Yes. Switching to a plan B will be much harder.
Okay.
Because it will either be... it entirely depends on what happens.
Sure. Right?
Because if you crack up the planetoid...
We can tow a little bit of it.
There's no plan B.
We can tow a little bit of it.
You can tow a little bit of it.
But we wouldn't be able to place those cables ahead of time because we wouldn't know which bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can prepare them on the ship. That's fine.
Well, yeah. I was anchoring them. Yeah.
I was envisioning that we were going to shoot them like harpoons.
Ah.
Oh, no. It's more like a spacewalk. Yeah.
You're just going down to the planet,
just
hammering
Titans
into the ground.
Asteroids on our chains.
No. There's...
Dang it.
So there's existing web of cables already secured to the planetoid.
Oh.
For
it's got its little climbing harness on.
It does. That was in order to attach equipment and secure the base on there was connected to it. And also if ever it was needed to do something like this.
Mm-hmm. It's time to take this asteroid for a walk.
And the asteroid gets really excited.
Think of it like a
that's
like
just
a
what happened already.
Really high strength cable harness all around the planetoid. Like a net.
Cool.
It's in a bag net.
The planetoid got really into a tactical webbing thing.
Yeah.
Friday night outfit.
This is a fun free association game we're all playing here.
Yeah, it's great. You already have that kind of as a secondary thing, but it entirely depends on what goes wrong with the first option, whether a second option is possible.
Sure. Can we pre-select a rock to throw at it if we end up needing a plan B?
Let's just throw it at the Jormungandr.
Explain.
I guess depending on how it breaks apart, that would influence our choices
again,
anyway. So yeah.
Do you shift the direction of it? You can't really plan the plan. You have time for a plan B, but you'll need to address the plan B after plan A fails.
Yeah.
As it happens. Yeah.
Plan B will also be much harder because of the change in circumstances and a reduced time frame, because eventually this point, the rock is now falling into the sun.
Mm. Also a problem.
The enemy's gate is sun.
I mean, it's slow. Process. Sun's way down there, but the sun is downhill from where you are now.
A planet's one weakness, the sun.
Gravity, my old enemy.
Shout out to Wealthy on the other show.
Yeah.
Is gravity also her old enemy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wealthy is how I get to use the falling rules.
And those are nasty in Castles of Crusade. Okay.
It's good times. Anyway.
Yes.
I mean, it's good there's no mechanic for tripping hazards or.
Yeah. Not yet.
Wealthy is short and doesn't have very far to fall when she trips.
She keeps going up to high places.
Well, if she trips, maybe it's a D3, but she's also a CNC wizard, so has a D4 hit die. So.
Oh, no. She likes to be tall.
It doesn't matter. Hello, we are in space.
We are in space.
You're going to set off some explosions. So the Martell has some mining charges that you can, shove out an airlock at the right moment and
punish
fly
them
away.
Crimes.
And yeah, mm-hmm. It's precise calculations and then extremely manual execution of those calculations. So we're going to need a couple checks here.
I am probably not the person.
Depends.
I mean, same.
So first I'm going to need somebody to do some math or physics or astrogation.
I almost took astrogation. No, wait, no, I didn't.
Took physics. I do have mathematics.
Mathematics is good.
If anyone has physics, they should take it, but I do have mathematics.
Actually, asteroid mining would work too.
Oh, with what, intellect?
Yes, intellect plus that.
I feel like Oz is just going to come into the work area and sort of surreptitiously get a piece of scratch paper and just start noodling on it, is what this looks like.
Yeah.
That's, that's an 84 over 45. That's
no good.
I do like the vibe.
And he surreptitiously stands up and walks back out of the room without addressing anyone.
We have some stick figures on a big rock.
You can see he started writing down the equation. And then he wrote it down a second time, and then that's it. That's all he did.
No, buddy.
Sometimes you need a scrap piece of paper to realize what you don't know.
None of it. There's nothing solved. There's just, that is the problem. Well, goodbye.
Yep.
Ray is there and paying attention, but knows his strengths. And also doesn't want to get killed by being overconfident.
So, Demir, how's your mathematics?
Yeah, well, I have math, so... and that's under
Int. Math with you.
Yes, correct.
Which we just established.
Not combat.
I was looking for my phone.
Combat math.
That's 2d6. No, that's
2d10.
2d10. Sorry, it's been a while.
It's okay.
Could somebody use explosives?
Oh no.
We're getting there. Explosives will. This is a multi-part.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't get the math. Uh-oh. I got 86 over 37.
Okay. So, you're cruising along. unfortunately, the...
Really desperately, the NPCs. Do any of them have math?
They do.
Can Ray roll just like raw intellect?
Okay, hang on. Here's what's up, though. Okay. It's not so much that you failed.
Oh.
It's that we didn't
Because
succeed.
You have time. You have days.
Sure.
You have multiple computers. You have the space station to rely on. You have your whole crew, and you have the miners. It's not so much that you failed. It's that you waste a lot of time.
Sure.
And there's a lot of arguing, and you're kind of cutting it close. Can I get... No, I don't need to do anything on this one. I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you. While you all are arguing, and as you are getting to the right solution, and you think you have the you're close, but you're still arguing, but like also, again, you have to do it manually, so you're probably close enough. But at that point, the dashboard lights up on Paul's console, and you see an incoming ship alert, and you are relatively sure that unless somebody new has shown up to the party, it's the Jormungandr. They've warmed up and are coming out of the asteroid field, headed in your direction. They're coming pretty slowly, and they're kind of like doing a wide arc around you, but kind of, you know, circling in on you. So, to paint the situation, you are now much, much closer to the place where you would like the asteroid to stop. The Jormungandr is closing, but fortunately you do have the pathways and telemetry for detonating the bomb. What would y'all like to do?
Is the Jormungandr like hailing us?
Nope.
They threaten us? Okay.
Nope.
And you said they're closing, but in kind of a wide arc?
Uh-huh.
They're probably waiting for us to do something so they can intercept it.
I'm tempted to just hail them and go like, dude, what's your deal?
That's very on brand for us.
I was going to say, go for it. Well, actually, question, like, how many hours do we have before we need to shove this thing up the airlock?
The sooner the better. Like now would be good.
Wait. Can we...
I mean, you have time, but always the sooner the better. So we are now into, we're no longer in hours passing, we're in minutes passing.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like they are 100% going to try to fuck with our bomb. I feel like we don't have a case for preemptively just fucking attacking them. What if we first shoot something that looks like the bomb, get them to blow whatever their load is, and then shoot our real bomb after they have responded to our decoy?
Decoy?
I'm down for that.
All right.
Sounds good.
Do we have a decoy bomb?
Oh, you have something.
Cool.
Yeah, we can strap some scrap together.
Yeah. That's not a problem at all. Okay. So tell me how this goes. You use like a cargo container or like not the full drum, but like...
Yeah.
Like a crate.
Yeah, and if we have spare explosives, enough to make it like look a little explodey and
well, you want it to like if they scan it, maybe read like it's something.
Yeah. I don't want them to see like a porta potty.
Maybe we've got like a box for explosives that's mostly empty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we could write Acme on the side,
or just a spare mining charge. Like
mining charge would be fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question about the mechanics of this world that I don't know if Dr. Ray would have the answer to.
Sure.
When they fire missiles, do they have like a lock-on capability, or is it just space is big and things don't change direction that often?
No,
so you just calculate a firing trajectory and call it good.
No, there's lock-on. Well, okay. I mean, there's dumbfire, but mostly there's lock-on.
Okay. I was thinking that if we needed to make sure our bomb could dodge, we could send out one of the, granted, it's not enough to pilot it, but we could send out one of the mining mechs with it. Because those operate in zero G, right? Or in vacuum?
No. They operate in vacuum, but they need a planet.
Okay.
Like they need
they
a surface.
They don't have any thrusters or anything. Okay.
Right.
Never mind.
Yeah. And obviously you need to eject the the bomb in front of, like, you're not attaching it to the planetoid. You're ejecting it, you know, half a kilometer out.
No, yeah, I thought we could use it as a very expensive thruster module, but never mind.
Yeah. No, you could use the pod as a very expensive thruster module, but...
I like being able to leave this ship ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real handy, and also that would be a pretty big hit to your...
Yeah.
Your bonus.
It'd be hard to build a new one in case we suddenly needed it.
Can you we build not a fake build one out of cardboard? Just long enough to get our pay and then disappear.
A Calvin and Hobbes transportalizer.
It's 100% decoys by the time we're done with this project. There's no original ship or equipment.
Oops,
we have stolen or broken everything.
Our ship is just part of the matte painting.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, I need a vehicle specialization roll for getting your ship into the right position.
Let's see, finding that table.
Who's going to be shoving this thing out an airlock?
That would, Paul, that would be strength plus 15.
Strength for vehicle specialization?
Oh, excuse me. Speed. Speed. I'm going to go for speed.
I was going to say, how?
You all are in a
well, yeah, that's 49 plus 15. That's better than half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
64.
Your strength of fastness.
I rolled 24.
Great.
Hey.
Okay, so yes, you get the ship out there, you line it up perfectly, no problems at all. You even manage to keep the ship in such a way that you have full sensor view of the Jormungandr the whole time, so you don't lose track of them during the process. Now the bomb can be deployed.
Yeah.
If anyone has explosives, they're welcome
explosives.
To roll that. That would probably be a good one.
Okay, this is the fake bomb?
Yeah, asteroid mining would also work, which I realize they're both at the same level. So
I have them both, so I'm going to say
intellect,
using...
or I would actually go with speed on this one, frankly, because you're trying to do this quickly.
Yeah.
So Oz takes a little speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can one of us assist? Or
yes.
Cool.
Yes. For assisting, what did you have in mind?
Well, I guess if it's one of us doing it, I don't know if Candy might be better qualified, because Candy, if I remember right, is a big person and also knows how to asteroid mine. But
so I already assume that the NPCs on your crew are helping you to the best of their ability at any time that they're around. They're just in the background doing that stuff. Yeah, the bomb weighs, you know, half a ton. So yeah, a couple of you all are
it's not a solo
getting
show.
It out there.
This is possibly a wild proposition for assisting, and definitely not me manipulating the system to try to get my best role. Could I use intellect plus 0G?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Are you doing this or am I doing this, sir?
I'm helping you.
Oh, you're helping.
It's helping. Yeah.
Cool.
So do I roll first and then?
Yes, go ahead and roll first.
All right. 0G is a plus 10, so I'm rolling at 54. I get 73. I'm not any help.
Well, all right.
Nope.
Get out of here. We're going to say that this is asteroid mining to validate my skill choices on this last level up. I'm looking for under a 48. So that is a 58.
Okay. So you launch the bomb. And it's going at an angle.
Oops.
It clipped the door on the way out. And that like tilted it.
Yeah.
So it's going slightly crooked. Yeah.
How fast is it going compared to us? I mean, inertia. Oh. So I guess it's going essentially the same speed, at least in our current direction.
Excuse me. We should back up here a second.
Okay.
That was the bomb itself. The first thing that you all launched was the decoy bomb.
Yes. That's what I thought we were working on.
Oh, okay. Oh, excuse me. I thought you were okay. In that case, never mind. In that case, I'm gonna say go ahead and roll both of you two. Hang on. Cause you don't I made you do too many rolls for that. Because frankly.
Well, now Jormungandr thinks it's real.
We only really did one roll. Like
we sold it. We sold the fiction.
That's true. Yeah, I guess I don't know that you needed to even roll for that.
Oh, okay.
Is my point. Because you already had a good idea, and it's not hard to just shove a crate out of a airlock. Yeah,
shove it in the right, roughly right yeah. direction.
So, yeah. So let's just scratch that, and we'll come back to the oh. real bomb in a minute here.
Okay, great.
That was you all going through the motions. It was a dry run.
Yes, and now we know to stand further from the door.
You didn't do good. You didn't yep. do better next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't matter because this was the fake bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But for the real bomb, don't do that.
Okay. Mirinosis has an opportunity for improvement in the official HR yeah, laws.
Exactly. Okay, so the fake bomb sails out the airlock, and immediately you all are being hailed.
Hmm. Okay.
By the Ormagander.
Well, I'm in the bomb airlock zone, so
I imagine we're wired into open comms, but yeah, it's probably up to the
feel like I'm allowed to just be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. should probably be the captain or
Demir or Paul.
Or Demir.
Anybody but me.
I feel like it should be the captain, and then
yeah.
any one of us should be behind the captain just in case.
Yeah, and you're all allowed to be on the air.
Yeah.
So, yes, Captain Chaz will answer and say, this is Captain Chaz of the Martell. How can I help you? And the person who comes on screen has...
is one of us. Oh, no.
No. They're wearing, like a really funky space-like beekeeper's outfit. Like, it's more like a gauzy, like, headdress thing.
Cool.
It kind of hides their... Yeah, a little bit, but it's budget Bene Gesserit.
Okay.
It's so Bene Gesserit, and they bought the stuff on sale at Joanne's Fabric.
Okay.
Yeah. Hailed at your neck the Jam Gabar.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a low budget security measure against facial recognition.
It's like pulling a stocking over your head when you're robbing a bank. Like, it's not great.
right. This, you know, it's like the fabric is meant for like camera security deflection. Still, it looks really stupid that they're just like throwing up a blanket over their head to talk to you all. Then they have the heavily modified distorted voice, speaking through a witness protection
Darth Vader
witness protection type thing. So they go, do not detonate that bomb. Let the asteroid continue on its course.
Its course into the sun.
I repeat, do not detonate that bomb or we will fire on you.
Why?
Oh no.
I realized that wasn't in my accent, but still, why?
On private comms with just our ship, I'm like, I think that means we could fire on them. Once they make that kind of a threat, I feel like we're legally in the clear.
But maybe there's a reason they want the asteroid to go into the sun?
My question. Like,
yeah, because they suck.
Does that sound sane to you?
Yeah, well,
reasonable?
There may be some kind of... we keep running into critters. Maybe
like
there's...
Like I said.
Maybe there's like a... evil genie on it. I don't know.
They have not really established a bond of trust with us prior to telling us what to do.
I may just be a poor country lawyer and no ecologist, but I'm not aware of critters that prefer a solar environment. You know what I mean?
Maybe they're trying to get rid of the critter. Maybe there's
seems
like
rude.
Something evil on it. I don't know. Maybe they got a reason.
Well,
yeah, if they're...
So you did ask,
before
switching to private comms, why?
Yeah, Dr. Ayers is like, why?
So you immediately get a bit of a rant about how humans are polluting space and taking and stripping and leaving only ruin behind, and how native ecologies are being destroyed and primeval space is being turned into plastic.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to use my accent because I don't think I can coherently say this stuff with the accent. And no one showed up for the accent. Right. But we're restoring the ecosystem back to its original location, more or less. We're restabilizing the ecosystem.
It.
Possibly, but we're not going to kill all of the plant and animal life.
I mean, we might kill the plants, and but where else will cars come from?
Paul, you're not helping.
You'll eventually kill all the plant and animal life.
But yeah. If it goes into the sun,
to help humans, which are also a part of the ecosystem,
you'll need the samples to make things.
Right.
If it goes into the sun, all the plant and animal life is 100% toast.
It will not go into the sun.
Say more.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Speak on.
Where
that.
Do you think it's going?
Trust.
No.
Will not go into the sun.
Give us a reason to trust.
Yeah, there's no trust at gunpoint, butthole.
You have super fucked up this whole planet.
He says, you are here to strip the planetoid. If you let it leave the solar system, it will at least have a fighting chance of surviving.
Are we after the planetoid or the asteroid?
Also, it's...
I keep using those interchangeably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one big rock.
Can we check the telemetry and see, like, has this thing shown any signs of slowing down, changing course, doing anything other than getting sucked very slowly into the sun? Since we exploded a bomb at it.
That's a great question.
We didn't explode the bomb, we just did the reactor thing.
I'd love a science roll, an intellect roll. Everyone can do it.
Everyone.
Or anyone who has stuff. And just tell me what geology, planetology, asteroid mining, 0G.
I'll do
raw
zero
intellect,
G.
94 intellect. Over 30.
I got asteroid mining.
I've got engineering. Math? I've got...
Math is good. Physics is good. Astrogation is good.
Intellect plus 0G, I got 42 under 52. Or 42 under 54.
Okay.
Oh, good. I got 32 under 47. The math roll that doesn't actually matter.
Glad y'all are here.
yeah.
Actually, this one's pretty good. I'm glad that some people passed.
Go team.
So it isn't changing course at all. By which I mean, it's not headed directly at the sun. It's headed, tangentially.
Okay.
But past it is not changing sun? Course at all. You would expect it to begin a spiral approach into the sun.
Oh.
It is not.
So the sun's gravity isn't actually pulling it in.
Correct.
Ah, shit.
Weird.
Wait, the sun has gravity, though, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Last we checked.
So either...
You are dealing with it constantly. You feel it when you let go of the controls.
It's,
you feel it.
It's probably producing some amount of gravity on the ship and all that. Yep. Yeah. So yeah,
standard gravity out there. And the asteroid seems to be choosing to ignore that.
So either it's got its own propulsion.
Mm-hmm.
I would know this as a pilot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So either it's got its own propulsion or it is moving so fast that it gets to ignore it somehow. And it still wouldn't completely ignore it.
It still wouldn't completely ignore it. Yeah.
And I think we know how fast it's moving, and it's not that fast.
Maybe someone just put a curl on it.
It would also depend on its mass. Yeah.
I want to look at our scanners that we assumedly have.
Uh-huh.
Have any new, sources of heat or, magnetic interference or whatever shown up on the planetoid?
Or radiation.
Or radiation, yeah. Energy signatures of various types.
No. No.
Okay.
But the bioscanners show that the surface life is very actively growing. Even just...
They're multiplying.
This distance back, this proximity back to the sun is beneficial to it.
Honestly, it's deeply alarming that it shows up on the scanners. It's that fast.
Well, the whole—I mean, it's a fern jungle. Like,
that's fair. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a way that we can still make money off of this somehow?
I mean, probably.
That's the real point. That's the real thing we're dealing with here.
We're still on.
Some of us have student loans.
You're an android.
Not me.
You didn't have student loans. Okay.
Can we make a case to the higher ups of hey, this planetoid is doing an unprecedented maneuver, frankly.
Yeah.
We should study what the hell is going on with that before we fuck with it.
I'm going to ask them since I think we're still talking to them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
By what mechanism is it maneuvering? and ignoring gravity. This would be part of establishing that bond of trust we discussed a minute ago.
Just because we know something is true doesn't mean we know why it works.
Wow, very helpful.
Okay.
We've been here. We have studied this.
Let's say, hypothetically, that we're sympathetic to your point of view. And we also want to do whatever is best for the planetoid. Is there any more information you can share with us that would be helpful in that?
Can someone real quick make a computer's roll?
We all turn and look at the mirror.
That's racist.
Or Paul.
Yep,
I don't
I've
know.
Got hacking,
I don't have computers.
So I'm on.
Do it. Great. Do it.
I'm on 15%.
Yeah, I've only got I've only got computers base.
Okay.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my intellect is 37, and I just rolled a 32, and I know
okay,
that
good.
15, good so I'm, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You managed to make sure that the rest of the mining crew and the space station itself were all shut off from that conversation because you know that they'd flip out if you said
even
we're
hinted,
hypothetically
yeah that we're sympathetic. Hypothetically we're sympathetic to your cause because they've devoted years of their lives to this and
that's fair
are that's... expecting a massive payout.
Understandable.
We would like to clarify that Oz's opinions are those of Oz alone and do not represent the opinions of the corporation.
No, but you were careful and you shut them off and none of them were listening in. It was just
I
just
started saying hypothetically and Demir immediately threw some switches and
yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Demir is so used to doing that when Oz talks.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that Oz says that probably should not go in the record.
Yep.
The Lisei were here before you.
Mm-hmm.
They knew something was wrong. They left. They left it alone. They are a wise species. They know many things that we do not. They understand the universe in ways that we cannot.
Oh, do you think they also built the pyramids?
Of course.
Sorry, I'm just being such a bitch to these people.
Of course they did.
Of course they built the pyramid. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my God. Sure,
naturally.
Are we doing that thing where we don't give credit to ancient people because we're racist Europeans?
I mean, they named their ship the Yormagander.
It's like that classic thing of like, let's save all of nature except the part of it that humans are.
Right.
Uh huh. Yeah. Eco-fascists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Okay. I was gonna say on yes. private comms. I want to have a discussion about, like, is there a way we can make money off of discovering whatever is going on with this planetoid rather than restoring it to its location?
Yeah, because this is really interesting.
Because if it just disappears and we don't know why, I don't think that's useful to anyone. If it disappears and we know exactly why and we can somehow sell or monetize that information, we're happy, the company's happy, everybody goes home happy, and we don't have to get into any more of a fight with these lunatics.
Like, we've got sensors on the planet.
I'm also now concerned about what's going to happen if we set off a bomb in front of the planet that is saying, potentially, fuck you to physics.
That is true. That does seem like maybe not the most viable option.
I think if we start tugging at it, it's going to fuck up the Martell, too, because it's already got, like, a direction.
Yeah.
The other point on the other hand here is that these guys suck and I don't want to do what they want.
Remember, guys,
they don't even
RPG
suck
characters.
That much. They're just cringe.
They're eco-fascists.
They are eco-fascists, but like they haven't tried to kill us. They're just cringe.
Yeah. It's
they have a fully loaded battery of missiles that are armed and pointed at you.
Eh.
But they haven't shot us yet.
They haven't shot you yet. But also you're in deep space and they're classified as terrorists by the government. So, like, you all could do whatever you want.
Yeah, they don't even have to, like, start shit.
You had reason to shoot them the moment that you heard that they were here.
And, like...
By law. This,
Kells is this, uncomfortable with that.
Fascinating that you chose the security.
I know.
Officer. Yeah.
I have the wrong shape of personality for this, huh?
I mean, I like that Oz actually...
But I kind of like that it works.
Yeah, I think Oz just actually paid attention when they talked about the rules of engagement.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just like this brand of ecofascism is so much more cringe to Demir specifically, because to Demir, like, y'all are just everything is the same amount of meat stuff and a part of nature. So it's just sort of like, ooh, this one, but not this one for specific reasons.
It's all meat to me.
Yeah.
The opposite of the Carl Sagan. We're all made of stardust. We're all made of meat stuff.
Yeah.
No, y'all are made of meat stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. I'm not me. I'm made out of stardust.
Okay.
Demir's just burning cycles until humanity gets wiped out.
Yeah. Wait,
you guys have seen They're Made of Meat, right?
I know the story. I've read the short story or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the short story. Very readable.
Oh, is it the recipe one? No.
No.
Never mind.
Everybody, okay. Check that out when you listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How quickly can we email the highly well funded science people to be like, boy, have we got an opportunity for you?
You cannot.
Eh.
As we established, the only connection that you have back to civilized space is a quantum entanglement relay, which allows you to send a short string of text.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere between 12 and 96 hours later, you might get another short string of text in response.
It's a matter of bonus. But it's also us weighing damage against our ship and going like, hey, like, we realize that if we did any of this shit, the Martell would be probably wrecked. Maybe.
I think the planet is considered several orders of magnitude in value above the value of our ship.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah.
So they don't know how it works. The argument is that at least they did it.
Correct.
I want to check with the folks on the space station that have been our contact point and observing all of this and be like, hey, by the way, if you've noticed, the trajectory of this planetoid is weird. Don't you think we should give that a closer look before we start fucking with it in the other direction? Because I don't know if that's going to work even. Some paraphrased. That's not how Paul talks.
I got you. Captain Chaz will say to you that if you do make an arrangement with the Voidcom to hold off mining, and somehow the company agrees to that, there will be no bonus. Any benefit, unless you all can get the rights and think of a way to benefit from this discovery, it will go into a corporate filing cabinet. And then maybe in 50 years, someone will find it and make some use of it. And maybe it will become something really cool, but the company will benefit from it. You will not.
This future sucks.
We send all of our files to the Lycée. We, instead of blowing up the asteroid, we just shoot it right at the Jormungandr. We get a bonus for destroying a terrorist organization. Okay. The Lycée get involved in terms of scientific growth.
How are we going to email the aliens?
Yeah.
I assume there's some
sort
of communication.
We're going to CC the original locators of this.
Are you going to look them up on LinkedIn?
And once it becomes an international thing, then it's very hard to bury.
Unfortunately, those Lycée have been offboarded, so their email addresses aren't active anymore.
It was also like 400 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And we do blow up the Jormungandr.
I would like to go try something while this whole conversation's going on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go find our space salmon egg.
Okay.
That I think whispered at me earlier.
It's in a stasis pod of some kind.
I take it out. No one's paying attention to me anyway. Sure.
Yeah, we're having an argument.
That's fine. Just so you know where
it is. Just tape it to one of those gold record things that we keep attaching to rockets and then hurl it at the...
No, what I would like to do is try to actively connect to it this time to see if, I don't know, I can bridge a fucking alien brain psychic thing to figure out what the fuck is going on. It's a long shot.
You'd be most likely on this team.
This is such a cinematic choice and also completely bonkers to be like, I know what I'll do. I'll form a psychic bond with the egg.
There's a reason I'm not telling anybody.
Every so often, I grab an old iPod and just see if I squint hard enough if I can contact Steve Jobs from beyond the grave.
Listen.
You never know.
Are you telling me that you've never stared at a spoon and seen if you can bend it with your mind?
Not that. I do a lot of
this would be more
stuff,
like trying to talk to Campbell Soup Corporation.
Sometimes I shout in my brain just to fuck up any telepaths, so...
I mean, this honestly feels a little more like listening to a dead radio static to see if you can hear someone talking.
I feel increasingly normal the longer
we
stay on this call.
Is there a Ouija board app? Ouija board.
I go try to be psychic. Or be psychic at, more likely.
This should go well.
Yeah, this should go great.
I'm encouraged by these developments.
Okay, the first thing I need you to do as soon as you pop open the stasis pod, stasis canister. It was a canister, right? That you all put it in. It was like a sample.
I think stasis case is what I wrote.
Yeah. It's for taking like organic samples.
Yeah. It's a Pokeball.
Yeah. It's
in no way a Pokeball. It's a totally different thing.
No, it's a small cooler.
Yeah.
So you pop it open. As soon as you do, you immediately get a splitting headache, and I need you to make a sanity save.
Hooray.
The egg's mad.
The egg's vibrating.
Hey.
62 over 44.
Ooh, that's not good.
What happens?
Actually, you know what? I think I want to do something special for this one.
Hmm.
I want to actually do.
That's how Dr. A died.
We're not. I'm fudging the rules a little here, but we're gonna call this a panic check.
Okay.
So, make a stress check. 2d10.
Cool. Did my stress go up after that failure?
Yes. It's. It went up to 3, or it went up by 3.
By 3.
You caught me.
Yeah.
My argument that I.
You were at 0, weren't you?
Stress. Yep.
Yeah. We all just chilled out when we leveled. Right.
Well, I could still roll a 2. I do not. I roll a 12.
Okay. Okay. But it goes up by another 1, so you're at 4.
Oh, okay.
The pearl, the salmon egg, whatever you want to call it, is vibrating. Like there's, it's vibrating. You can even see it like slightly shaking. There feels like sound waves coming off of it. But you don't hear anything. But it's like the pressure of the sound pressure.
I'm going to put it in whatever containment unit we have for studying alien samples.
Back in the stasis case that it came from, or
something where
the more active sample thing.
Into like microscope the fume hood slide thing, maker. Right?
Like a fume hood with like the gloves that you put your hands through. Yeah.
Okay.
Putting it in there helps a little bit, having the, you know, separation from you, but you still feel it and you still, it feels like it's pressing inside your sinuses.
Great.
Real hard.
I'm going to try to get readouts on this thing.
Okay.
Also, I would like to put a message on a 5-minute delay from now that's directly to Oz and only Oz that says, I'm doing something stupid. Please come to the science bay.
Maybe take a Claritin.
Okay.
I want 5 minutes to try to know more about this, but also if this thing caused me to have a fucking brain hemorrhage, I want someone to find me.
Sure.
Okay.
Can I study at it? Can I use xenobiology?
Yeah, you sure
Yay.
Can.
Yay.
He used study. It was pretty effective.
All right. So that's plus 20. 27 under 64.
Ooh. Hey, that's pretty good. All right.
Assuming I'm using intellect.
Yes.
And not combating it.
So, a couple things. First off, when you start doing these readings, you uncover that they are very similar to some readings that are coming off of the planetoid, which the ship's sensors were picking up, but kind of got lost in the background noise of just a lot of data.
Yeah, it's not something we would look for, so.
Yeah. But now that you realize it, the planetoid itself is also vibrating, like the whole thing. It's imperceptible from this distance, really, but now that you know the pressure waves that are coming off of the pearl egg thing, the same pressure waves are coming off the planetoid.
The scientist in me would... not Paul. Paul wouldn't think to do this, but I would want to get one of those laser microphones and point it at each of them and see if it's making the same sounds.
Yeah, I kind of want to, like...
I want to put some sort of battery on it so we can gain all of the energy from the vibrations.
I want to try to shoot... No, hang on. Hear me out.
Oh, do you tell us this, actually?
No, yeah, it's 5 minutes till Oz comes, and I figure I was going to get more off of it than just the vibrations.
We're all
but I could
speculating
be
out of character, but... I want to try to send vibrations at the planetoid to see if we can communicate with it.
We attempt to vibe.
Yes, we attempt to vibe.
Do I get anything else? I mean, it's vibrating. And also, I imagine these vibrations are of the, to vibrate, it has to create momentum. So that explains how it's not falling into the sun.
It's probably related.
Oh, also, I have my local, audio recorder on, and I'm narrating this and recording with the body cam.
Sure.
for posterity.
Separate from the vibrating, the egg thing is also changing a little bit itself. It's no longer as hard as it used to be. It's becoming a little more gelatiny.
Wow, what an allegory this is.
What?
What?
The egg thing is changing.
All right.
Thanks.
It's a bit of
joke
a
acknowledged.
It is a full-ass space travel experience.
It's an EVA.
Yes, the egg is becoming softer and a little warmer.
Yeah, okay. So the egg might hatch if we get closer to the sun. This is good to know.
Actually the while you are still technically heading closer to the sun, you are again going parallel, tangential to the sun.
Yeah. Or at least the egg is doing its own thing now.
Yes, the egg is doing its own thing now.
Well, I mean, we no longer really have to do anything to like if it's going maybe not into the sun, but just sort of near the sun, it's not like we have to like pull it out of the way to push it away from the sun.
No, but you have to stop it in order to get your money.
Yeah, right. Because it's got to stay within our territory. Because
otherwise it's just going to keep driving out the other
right,
side.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Cool. I think it has been about 5 minutes.
So. Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Oz, you got my message.
Oz.
Yeah, Oz receives your message and I guess just sort of stands up from his chair and quietly leaves the room.
Just says file break and leaves the tense negotiation.
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as you go into the science lab, medical bay.
I do hold up a hand to try to keep Oz out.
I have to make
door.
A sanity check?
Nah, I need a sanity check.
Do I get to all add right. anything? I don't know. No. I'm looking at what? My skills and it's like, of course not. You have skills in guns.
No, sanity save. It's one of the saves. Yeah,
I don't know if you can add things to save.
No.
Yeah, no, that is a 65 over 33.
Oof.
Yeah.
yeah. You take 3 stress, and I need you to make a stress save.
3 stress? And remind me how to make a stress save.
Roll 2d10, add them together, and don't get a 2 or less.
Okay.
Assuming you started at 0.
I got a total of 12. Success.
You're fine.
Okay.
Add one more. You're at 4 now.
I'm at 4. Okay.
Presumably.
Yeah.
The egg is vibrating and you feel slightly nauseous.
Ugh.
And your head hurts real bad. Like there's a golf ball in your nose.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, it's real bad.
What do I see Ray doing?
Poking at it.
Okay.
Looking through the standard issue microscope that all scans are taken through in sci-fi.
Putting his fingertips to his temples and just staring at it.
Yeah.
Not quite. Just, I think just, at this point, just
chewing aspirin, just yeah. like eating aspirin like Skittles.
Okay. What's going on in here, pal?
Well, the egg's vibrating and turning into more of an egg, as in it's become.
Did you need me for this?
Well, honestly, you feel how it feels in your sinuses, right?
Yeah.
I was a little worried I might have had a stroke by now. I wanted someone to find me.
Oh, okay.
But before we take this interesting discovery to the crew, I'm not sure how we can use this. I'm hoping you can think of something, just because I'm worried people will flip out.
Okay.
I realize this may have been optimistic on my part.
Did you mean to text me?
Consider how Paul or Demir would have reacted to this.
I suppose.
Let's all kill right. it.
You
so
are
your
patient
egg is
with me, which
vibrating and getting squishy, and it hurts both our heads. I don't love any of those things.
It's not great. I admit it.
In this context, I'm not crazy about vibrating squishy things.
Wait, that is all the information I'm going to get, right?
Yeah, at the moment, yes.
Do okay. you choose to share the thing about the planet with me? Please?
That I think that's how it's pushing itself, yeah.
Yeah, that the planet is also vibrating?
Yes.
Okay, now Oz also has the idea to try to send vibrations at the planet to communicate with it.
Okay. Are you all doing this
that
on
smart.
Your own?
I don't know if we're doing it yet. I'm just going, hey, do you think we could?
I'm going to attempt to put our egg back in the stasis sample container.
Okay.
I don't want a space salmon getting out while we're in another room.
You do. Yep, you put it back in.
I also do think that because of our professional interactions, like Demir did see Oz leave and is like pinging him, but also like it is up to Oz to respond or to invite me along for any sort of optics ride.
I think Oz just sends back an emoji of a toilet.
Yes, excellent.
Great.
Yep.
But, okay. Yeah, okay. Restore the thing. After it's in the stasis, does the immense pressure in our sinuses stop?
Yes. Yep. Okay. Almost immediately. Yep.
Okay.
I was picturing you doing that with like a giant oven mitt, by the way.
Tongs.
Yeah. Tongs is really good.
They're science tongs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Forceps.
Yeah. And there's nice hiss of gas seal as the.
All right.
There's two pairs of tongs hanging next to each other, and they both have masking tape. And on one, written in Sharpie, is science, and on the other, written in Sharpie, is grilling.
Yes.
Yep. Yes!
Yeah, and I go and secure it and all that, but figure that's probably pretty standard. Great.
No problem. Anyway,
you do the normal
go back to the bridge, I assume.
Yes, presumably.
Wait, okay, hang on. We're not going to talk more about my great idea to hail the planet in its own language that we don't speak?
Okay, so you want to vibe with the planet.
It seems like a possibility, and if not, no harm done. We got to figure out what we're doing soon, because we're losing time on this bomb plan. But
I have an idea about something to look at before we go talk to everyone. I had my body cam on and like my bioscanner readings and stuff on when I was shoving my head in various archaeological locations.
Boy, you sure did.
And presumably also was recording stuff when I had things like, let's touch the giant crystal. This will go well. Psychic vision. I don't know if the instruments would be sensitive enough or even have this. Did any of them pick up those vibrations during any of those interactions?
Ah!
Or can we like filter some of the readings to see if we can find that same frequency or something?
Because I'm wondering if maybe...
Get some of the noise out.
When we looked at various parts or touched various crystals, if it was trying to say different things to us.
Play this thing like an instrument.
We don't have much of a basis for language, but like...
Okay, I didn't consider this.
Maybe tie the crystals to the spiral story. Like
biggest marimba in the universe.
Okay, all right. I have to... Fun fact, you all are going off into uncharted territory here.
Yay!
Which is great. Love it.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm hoping we got essentially the narrative voiceover and the subtitles. We were looking at stuff earlier. So,
yes. Okay. I'm going to say that, yes, you are able to find that kind of data in your suits, your suit telemetry from before, and also just the readings that you all took of the planetoid, because you were, looking at it a lot for like a week.
Yeah.
Several days at least. Give me a xenobiology roll.
Using intellect again?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And Kells, you could do a raw or with something. Oh, asteroid. No.
I got 98 over 64, so
Ooh. Military training, driving, scavenging, athletics, gunnery, firearms, explosives, and asteroid mining are what's on my menu.
Asteroid mining?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do asteroid mining.
Okay.
You took the points in it. We might as well reward you.
Let's see. That is a 48 on 48.
Lovely.
Is that good?
That is good.
Okay.
That is good.
Also, God, one of us should have taken Xeno Esotericism.
Yeah, you find out that this is actually the Sunday Mass in Alien.
Frankly, if you took Xeno Esotericism, you would know exactly what's going on in the temple.
Oh, God. Now we'll never know.
I made sure that this adventure had a use for every single skill on the thing.
In this game, we use every part of the skill.
Exactly. part of the character sheet.
So what did Oz figure out?
Oz, so you were trying to look at like really, really like complex stuff, trying to do syntax. Oz went as simple as possible.
Yeah, I was gonna say like there's probably interference from all of the equipment and stuff that was on the planet, and Oz now knows enough about equipment to strip out what that noise was.
I think it's more that Oz went for the simplest possible solution. It's like when the expert knows too much and is looking too too close. They can't see the forest for the trees.
Sure.
Yeah,
and you see the forest. Yeah. So with your view of the forest, you realize, the vibrating reacts differently the distance it is from the sun.
Yep.
And it actually seemed to get the most active further away from the sun, but it's more perceptible to you all closer to the sun.
Okay. So it's more of a frequency that's human noticeable when it's warm. And it's less of a frequency that's human noticeable, but it's actually a stronger magnitude of vibration
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the pressure. Okay. Like there's something else. There's something. And because of your Oz is a little more down to earth than Doctor.
Not one of these Ray. Ivory Tower intellectuals for sure.
Yeah. So Oz has heard all the conspiracy theories about the Lycée.
Absolutely, yes.
And so Oz knows.
Oz is very online.
Those aren't peer reviewed, Oz. What do you do?
Oz knows the Reddit opinions about psychic phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that whatever this sinusy pressure, noise pressure thing is, it's psychic stuff.
Okay. So Ray's attempt to forge a bond with the egg is not completely bananas.
It is not completely bananas. But it does seem to be more prominent away from the sun.
Do we also think it would have produced more, I guess, force the further away it was from the sun?
Force? You mean like the vibrating?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So,
this vibrating egg is buzzier near the sun, but rumblier further away.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, it's a faster, but weaker vibration.
The physical response is more pronounced close to the sun. The psychic response is more pronounced further away from the sun.
Do we have any sense for how far this thing's vibrations could be detected at those different frequencies? Like, my question is it communicating with other things out in the universe or attempting to?
Oh, that's psychic shit. You don't know that.
Okay, fair.
That said, if the psychic broadcasts get weaker when it's closer to the sun, could this be like a Lycée containment zone?
Say more.
Like, you put it close enough to the sun, the psychic energy doesn't get out and start talking to other stuff or blowing up your brain.
Oh.
Like, they rigged something so that there's like a suppression field, but it requires being close to the sun to work.
My thought is that maybe it's in distress, and this is sort of a defense tactic to vibrate in more aggressive frequencies, basically. And then when it's further out, it's maybe trying to communicate with others of its own kind or whatever.
Sending out an SOS.
Yeah. Oz has now quietly come around to the idea of planet is alive. We're not going to acknowledge his previous. nope.
So you did also see that the egg had gone from being a rock to being gelatinous, which I figure.
I mean, you leave leftovers on the counter long enough, they all turn gelatinous, but.
Usually not from hard stuff.
I don't know.
That's fair. Anyway.
Ice cubes.
At this point, the captain blips you two and is like, hey, we're negotiating with terrorists up here. What are you all doing down there?
Why are you negotiating with Well, yeah, that's right.
We have something to talk to you about. I assume we head up to
all the right, bridge. Hurry up.
You're negotiating with terrorists. I want to blow them up.
I thought you were going to be like, Demir is playing freestyle. Waiting for this to resolve.
I'm also doing that.
All right. Go back to the bridge.
Okay. You go back to the bridge. You share your findings?
Yes.
Yes. I'm letting Ray do as much of the talking as possible because Oz feels like he's going to sound extremely stupid and crazy as soon as he opens his mouth.
I think Ray presents everything as scientific sounding as possible, up to and including the, you know, Reddit conspiracy theory, where it's just like, now this isn't peer reviewed and it's just anecdotal, but there's a theory.
Yeah, this does match some unverified reports of psychic activity.
Some fringe, but not disproven theories about. Yes.
So the captain says, all right, well, what's your recommendation then? Do we hold position and let them see what happens?
I have a question for Demir, actually.
Yes.
Did you take linguistics?
Actually, maybe. Hang on.
Hey, yeah, I have linguistics all the way up to psychology. No, wait. Never mind. Biology goes to psychology. I can't read. I have linguistics.
Okay.
Can I have you look at these vibrations?
Oh, decode it.
And see if it is pulling an ABBA and calling SOS.
Oh, shit, yeah. I assume...
Because you have some other skills, like mathematics, I'm going to go ahead and say you should roll with advantage on this one.
Oh, thank God. All right. So that's a 96, so that's nothing. Hey, shit. I think that actually straight up narrowly gets in there. I got a 41. My intellect is 37. That does get it because I have linguistics, so this is the 10%. I don't even have to do the math. It's good.
Yes, you are good. Great. Oh, you've you've seen almost exactly this before.
What?
Yeah, you know.
In a movie?
This is Unix,
or...
I know this.
Well, yeah, in a movie. Yeah.
It's called Arrival.
No, it was called Star Trek 4.
Oh, boy.
Is that the whales one?
Yeah.
Did Oz make me watch
that?
That's
whale song. Like, that is straight up.
Oh, God.
Like, it is almost, I mean, it's a different, like, different register and everything, but like the singing, it's a singing. It's, yeah,
but this
whale
doesn't
song.
Let me figure out how to make money off of this, huh?
Oh, God, no.
Out of curiosity, does it pull a full Star Trek and correlate with a
no
terrestrial whale song? Okay.
No, it's not terrestrial whale song.
Damn.
But it follows a shockingly similar harmony and, or, you know, like pitch and, I don't know, music terms.
Yeah.
It makes music like
timber?
Whale song.
Okay.
Tom?
Yeah. A couple There's probably of, timber in there somewhere.
A couple of other questions then.
We,
so
yes. On Earth, in real life, we recently, I guess, found out that there's kind of a consistent tonal alphabet that sperm whales are using.
Yeah, in family groups.
Yeah.
And do you know about the whale that sings at the wrong pitch?
I do.
Oh, that's
they
really
found
sad.
A second one. No, they found a second
Yay.
One.
Oh, thank
yes.
God.
There's a friend. They can talk good. To each other.
Yay.
Friend has been located.
Hell yeah. Are the other planetoid chunks that this one was a part of also vibrating now that we know what to look for?
Yeah, they are. The big ones are.
Okay.
Not the small ones. They are all at the lowest level of both the physical vibrating, that like there's no physical vibrating, and they are at the lowest level of the psychic vibrating.
Gotcha.
Despite the fact that they are close
so
to the
they're
sun.
Like barely activated.
They're barely activated.
Okay, so none of them got excited and
maybe they're not ripe.
All of their orbital paths are still the same.
You do see that sometimes the singing harmonizes between the planetoids, but not in like a like it's not activating them or agitating them or anything. It's like a pinging kind of thing, not a
yeah.
Just like a check-in, not a you know change in anything. Just
right.
Okay.
And so none of the planetoids besides the one we were dealing with have moved from
correct.
Their original.
All of them are still correct.
The one that is currently controlling its own
trajectory?
Yes.
Is there any way its current trajectory could eventually lead to it rejoining the rest
no.
of the planetoids? Okay.
No.
It's not trying to re-enter a stable orbit.
No, I think it's
nope.
I think it has matured and is leaving to do the next stage of its life cycle, whatever that is. And those other ones aren't ready yet. That's my theory.
Is that also Oz's theory?
I think that's Oz's theory, but I think he texts that directly to Ray quietly.
And I think Ray looks at you and nods, because that makes sense.
Okay.
Well, as much as any of this makes sense.
Yeah.
And kind of, I guess, text back, do you want me to explain it or should you?
Absolutely, you do it. I'm not...
Right.
Hi, my name is Schutz McGunperson, and this is my science project.
So do we know, because this thing started moving without anyone knowing why, right?
Correct. It started moving and you did not know why.
Okay. I'm going to, and this is the biggest chunk of the planetoid?
It is the biggest chunk of the planetoid.
Cool.
Okay. I figured out how we can make money off of this a little bit.
Well, explain to the captain. Captain?
Yeah.
This thing yep. started moving without our abilities, yes? Or like, you know, without any sort of interference from us.
As far as we can tell.
It appears to be alive. We found eggs. Well, egg. What if it has matured and is leaving the nest? Well, the school, the pod.
I assume that you didn't explain all of your proof?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I think it follows from some of the stuff, but yeah, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and go back over the stuff, like, you know... It's all singing to each other. It's harmonizing. The other ones seem to be in a group. This one may have been, I don't know, broadcasting for a mate or something as it went out into space. We don't really know exactly.
And here's how this is financially useful information.
Hell yeah, Oz, go for it.
Mining installations are incredibly expensive. And if you put them on living things that then vamoose like this, it's a huge pain in the ass, as we have all recently discovered. If we can recognize these organisms before we put mining installations on them, we will save ourselves a ton of time and money and headaches.
Ray texts you, not to mention we theoretically could have figured out how to tap into psychic potential.
And we could potentially figure out how to tap into psychic potential and communicate with things psychically at great distances. And maybe if we find these things and follow them to wherever they're going and they like leave their shells behind, then we can harvest whatever that is.
And we can claim exclusive rights because we found it first.
Probably.
At least to this one.
That could be a thing.
Cat and Chaz is just tapping her fingers together and staring at you two.
Oh boy.
And she thinks about it for a while. And since there's no social skills in this game, what I'm doing instead is thinking back on whether or not you all have lied to her or misled her or gone against orders, and not really.
Yeah, we love her.
Been pretty well, yeah, and you've been on mission the whole time.
And like occasionally went and did stupid stuff, but I didn't put any effort. I didn't try to cover it up. Like
Right. Yeah. So I think that all that passes the tally check.
Phew.
So yeah. To use a string.
She says, okay, well, here's what this means. And I need to make sure that we're all on board if this is true. Like, does this check out to you, Demir, Paul, Candy? Does this make sense to everyone else?
I do some math.
Paul is just weirded out by the whole concept.
Oh, right, it's now. Weird.
Yeah, I don't Paul's not.
We're also in space.
Part of a lot of this, so we've just come in with a lot of new energy.
Yeah.
And there's also barnacles that calcify people.
That's
and,
true.
You know.
Yeah.
We're also in space, and there's psychic aliens out there, and we've met some weird things. This isn't the craziest thing that's ever been discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah, there. But there's a lot going on here that I don't.
There's a lot going on here.
I'm noping out of this decision. You guys go ahead.
Well, here's where you might want to weigh in, though.
Ray is giving Prada a back me up. Come on.
If we don't recover the asteroid, if we let it go, even with Mr. Oz's fine points there, we will lose the immediate payout.
Oh, right.
But
Paul wants money.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But Oz does make some very good points about the down the road benefits of this discovery.
More money?
Well, no, less, definitely less money.
Oh. Same.
But not no money.
But women?
That's up to you.
But women.
Let's not think about the implications of psychic potential and Paul's desires.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Oh dear God, he would do that if it could.
I was just picturing Paul being like, I've got this great new hookup technique, and then he just starts doing his best whale song impression into the stars. Just starts
vibrating.
Yeah, you haven't tried that?
I want a point-and-click video game about Paul that is like a mashup of Space Quest and Leisure Suit Larry.
Perfect. Thanks, I hate it.
All right, so we will likely lose out on the full pay. We may get partial pay. I would ballpark guess half, and it will be down the road. There will be an inquest, and there will be conversations.
Oh, okay, but how does this stack up to like survivability? Because those guys are talking about blowing us up.
I think it's a pretty survivable option.
Both of them are pretty survivable. I'm pretty sure we could take them.
Yeah,
they got a lot of missiles, which is dangerous, but we have a bigger gun.
That's right, because we can shoot them with the mining laser.
Well, we have that. We also have the rail, or what is it, the rail gun? Rail gun? What do we have?
I mean, that sounds right, but I also don't remember for sure.
We got a bunch of guns.
If we have a rail gun, why did we shove our decoy bomb out an airlock?
You've got an auto cannon.
Oh,
yeah. Cool.
Mining laser and auto cannon.
So we could fuck up their day pretty good.
You could. It would be touch and go, and you'd definitely be slugging it out. But
we have come up with a reason that does not read as capitulating to terrorists.
Yeah,
it's true.
As protecting
it's
company
true.
Assets.
It is. Yeah. All right.
And that's less I have to fix.
All right. Let's vote. All in favor?
I'm in favor.
I'm in favor of letting it ride out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Demir?
Yeah, but you do have to send me all of your reports. On time.
Very well.
All right, you have a very detailed report.
There's less mining this way. That sounds easier.
the rest of the crew, the rest of the core crew agrees. I think, nah, everyone agrees.
I mean, I imagine there's some grumbling about, came to mine, let's mine and get out of here. We're not here to fuck around with alien shit.
And we can always, mine something on the way back.
Just make a quick mine stop.
We made the planet scream with our mining. We should probably stop doing that.
All right, then
we'll find another planet. Yeah, we'll find some. We'll find some planet at a rest stop or something, and we can mine there.
I mean, that's going to depend on how your astrogation roll goes to get back.
I was going to say, I suggest that we follow this or follow it at a distance and see where the hell it goes and what it does. But that might be a different team's mission.
Maybe put a transponder. Tag it.
A different team isn't going to get out in here in time.
Can we also blow up the Jormungandr?
Realistically, you could still do. You could do that at any point.
What, just for fun?
Yeah. See if we can get a bounty. That's some immediate money.
You would get a bounty.
They're eco-terrorists.
Take their ship too.
Brought me back with bounty. Hmm.
Bounty. Also, they suck. We talk to them. They suck.
They're just cringe.
They're so cringe. Let's kill
cringe
them.
Cringe is not a death sentence.
It is out here. They've killed people. That was very
Kells
rude
is uncomfortable with this.
Should be also.
Captain Chaz hops back onto the comms and says, Jormungandr. All right. Our scientists have done some research and checked into your claims, as sparsely stated as they were, and it looks like you may have some validity. We are willing to let this ride out and see what happens as the asteroid passes out of the system in the other direction. I am going to have to ask you to leave the system immediately, though, upon that, because my crew is currently debating whether or not to blow you out of the sky.
Chaz.
So,
Chaz.
You're going to want to get going real fast and stop bothering our station here.
You're going to want to make like a tree and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Jormungandr, there's a pause, and then the person... spokesperson nods and says, very well, we'll ride along with you.
Fuck choice.
I bet this wasn't even on their top 20 list of things that could possibly happen here.
I'm sure they were waiting just to blow us out of the sky. did not occur to them that it actually convinced us in any way.
All right. And they say, all right, we will fly escort with you for it. And then once we are confident that it will be unmolested, we will depart.
We could blow them up at any point during that time.
Nods again and turns it off the comm.
Oz is kind of neutral on the do we blow them up question. Kells is uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, we know. You have ethics.
I do.
I think Ray has probably also ended up neutral on the blow them up question.
Okay. Now, at this point, we could proceed to epilogue, unless there is stuff that people want to specifically do.
I just want to clarify the question of whether or not we are going to follow this thing until it has its beautiful butterfly transformation or whatever the fuck it's planning on doing, or if we're going, well, that was weird, we'll figure it out later, let's turn around and go home.
I assumed you were going to follow it.
Great, yes.
I think we kind of have to prove our point, yeah.
The Jormungandr wants to follow it to make sure it will leave the system,
mm-hmm.
and I assume that you don't want to just let them hang out.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it.
And so it's kind of a, they want to see it go, then they'll leave, and then you all can leave.
And we should probably follow it for a while so we can gather more information to back up our...
Yes, yeah.
That would be good, because technically you all just did a real bad crime.
Yeah.
Oops.
So you've got to have a good reason to explain.
I assume
point at the captain.
We have a lot of really, really angry messages from the team over on the space station.
Yeah, and actually, the captain does kind of do a little bit of a lockdown on your ship because you have all the miners who are in the cargo area. Mm. Some of them are not happy too. Most of them are neutral at worst because you did literally just save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the planet's doing crazy ass shit.
The planet's doing crazy ass shit that they saw.
Yeah.
So the group that you saved is either gently on your side or neutral.
That's all right.
Captain locks it down just in case.
Yeah.
The group on the space station are
livid,
displeased. They're very unhappy. You all are in the process of undoing a good 4 or 5 years of work by 1,000 people.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
I'm so sorry, we discovered.
And you decided unilaterally, yeah. And yeah.
Thankfully, no discoveries have ever been made this way, so clearly we're insane.
Well, there's an argument to be made that there's probably some sort of preservation group or law of some kind that's like, what do you call it? First contact, prime directive kind of situation.
I think we were also in a situation where we didn't have to tell that governing body if we didn't want to.
I suppose, but, you know.
How's Hypodyne doing with all of this clownery?
I was going to get to that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. The initial trajectory of the planetoid before you all stopped and reversed it was closer to the Hypodyne station. Mm-hmm. So that's why they were able to come over and check you all out real fast.
Yeah.
This one now is on the opposite side of the system. So once they realize that you're not actually stopping the rock, they fire up their ship and try to get out there as fast as they can. And they have absolutely no hope of doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Before it exits their band.
Before it exits the system and is beyond any hope of slowing down or stopping.
Can we hail Jormungandr and be like, oh no, those guys want to blow up the thing. They're trying to reverse it.
Didn't
you should
you
do
just
something
have
about that.
Whole conversation about ethics.
The enemy of my enemy is also my enemy.
And a great fall person.
Jormungandr does not fall for your ploy.
That's because I did it in that tone, isn't it?
A little bit. Okay. It's also because also recognize that there is no way that the Hypodyne folks could catch
up. That's fair.
They're not going to waste missiles.
Okay.
Well, we missiles tried. Don't grow on trees.
We tried. Missiles don't grow on trees that we know of.
Okay. That could be our next adventure, the missile trees.
There are many things.
Okay, this was cool.
Yeah.
And we are essentially done, and congratulations, you won the scenario-ish.
Hooray!
Oh my God.
Could have gone so many times worse. You're winning.
We solved your eco-fascism and puzzle.
And you survived, which is the more shocking thing.
Honestly.
Yeah, maybe we patch it up in the editing somehow, because it like nobody died. It was kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah. I don't think it was. I don't think we pulled any punches.
Yeah.
Kill me in post.
Well, I do have to be honest about something. There is a hyperspace mishap table.
Oh, boy.
Fuck yeah.
So
there's a chance we die in the epilogue?
On our way back, we just fucking die.
I mean,
amazing.
Or you get, you know, marooned on a planet or, you know.
Or you get Event Horizoned.
Or you get Event Horizoned.
Or Scavengers Rained.
Yeah.
Where we're going, you don't
there's
need
a lot of options.
To see.
There's a lot of options. But that'll happen next time.
All right.
Cool.
Xeno Attribute is a Primary Attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam. Editing by Wit. Thank you all for listening.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley. Released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute.
Right. You were recently healed by Dr. Ray.
Right.
Of some of your injuries and calcification.
Yeah. You notice how fun the skin graft instead of a bunch of stone on your arm.
Is the skin graft also blue? Right. Yes.
The skin graft is actually has cartoon animals on it.
All right, kid. You want Superman or Spider-Man?
The Looney Tunes skin graft.
Yeah.
Yeah.